Vegas. I got some cushion tryna slide. 520 in Vegas. I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. 520 in Vegas. I got some cushion tryna slide. 520 in Vegas. I'm with my partners getting high. 520 in Vegas. 520 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug. Finna pick my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes
coming live cause I stay high. Studio, this is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris.
Yo.
My brother, Ray Sun.
What it do, what it do?
Before we start off, I want to say rest in peace to Jay Grimes. He's the man that made that song that y'all hear on the intro.
Man, rest in peace.
I can't believe it.
Senseless violence. He was shot in the head, I think on the 5th or 6th, and he passed away on the 11th. I didn't even know till the other day. Ray put the thing in the chat.
That
I missed it.
No, I mean, it's in the chat, but it don't say his name, so I didn't know who. That's why I was just like, oh, somebody got killed off the reading the chat thing. But then his cousin hit me up on IG and said, hey, I know you knew Jay. He mentioned you a lot. He told me about your podcast and yada, 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 and I just wanted to let you know he passed away. I was like, what the fuck? This was 2 days ago. I was like, God damn. Mm-hmm. And they don't know who did it either. Senseless
I'll hear,
shit.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So the article reads, a man shot last week in North Las Vegas died from his injuries on Monday, the North Las Vegas Police Department said in a news release. Police said they found the man in the 60 block of Dreamy Hill Avenue on March 5th around 7 p.m., Police responded to a vehicle collision in the area where they found the man who, according to police, was in his late 20s, suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The man was taken to UMC with life-threatening injuries. Police said he died Monday afternoon. Detectives believe the shooting was an isolated incident and an investigation is ongoing.
And if you guys have any information, 702-633-9111.
That's crazy.
Las Vegas Police.
It happened in the daytime, too.
Tropical and Commerce area.
His cousin told me he shot the head too. So one of them was a headshot. So that's fucking crazy. I don't know. I was like, was it a robbery? Was it a fucking fight? She's like, I don't know shit yet. She's like, well, we don't know nothing yet. I was like, damn.
That's crazy. Rest in peace, Jay, man.
Yeah, rest in
peace. It was nice.
Jay.
A pleasure meeting you. And
young nigga too, man. I knew that nigga too. Not just from doing the song. I knew him. He used to come over and kick it. When I used to have fight parties, but like back before COVID and shit, the nigga would come over and bring like his people and shit. He brought some family members over one time to kick it and shit. He's a cool little young nigga, but rest in peace.
Right. Crazy.
This is episode 91. Like I said, we are smoking on some lemon sorbet from Verano and Flavor Crystal Shatter from Medicine and Keef from EJ Burney. The weed and the shatter is from Planet 13. And Planet 13 about to open up this motherfucking
Consumption Lounge.
And I'm trying to see if I can get something going over there. If I can get a little something over there, working on it right now. See what they say. I'm a little discombobulated because I've been smoking since early. Fucking dog woke me up early this morning because the goddamn pool guy came and then she wouldn't stop fucking barking. I was like, fuck. So I got to get up like 7:30.
Time.
Yeah.
But how was your week, Chris? You made it.
Yeah, I'm sick though, but I'm here. Nothing really significant happened this week. Just a bunch of, it's what happens when you got a bunch of nieces and nephews and younger kids and shit, so.
Right.
It happens. Right. Nothing major happened, though. I can't think of anything, and of course, if it comes to me, I'll interrupt y'all later.
I hear that.
How was your week, Gray?
Shit, my week was cool. I was out a bunch of nights at a bunch of different hip-hop events, one downtown. Actually, both of them were downtown. So, I seen a bunch of different artists perform. A lot of them did their thing. The Freestyle Fellowship, a guy named Micah Nine from Freestyle Fellowship, a West Coast group from the 90s. Micah Nine came out to one of them and performed. So it was just a cool week. But shit, after this today, I'm going to take family pictures.
Oh,
going
sweet.
To the park and we're doing our family picture thing.
Nice.
So you got a photographer?
Dope. Yeah, hell yeah.
Olin Mills and shit?
Nah, Kenny the cameraman. Okay. Fifth Element cameraman.
Sweet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But yeah, that was my thing. And then tonight, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to make it, but Dr. Cornel West is gonna be at Mariposa speaking.
Oh, word?
Yeah. So I'm not gonna be able to make it because after the pictures, we're going to the little Mexican carnival thing.
Oh, they got it off
at the Meadows Mall.
Yeah.
In the parking lot.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been there for a minute.
Why don't you just go to Broad Acres? Hell.
Fuck is that? Ain't that a swap meet?
Yeah, but it's like a Mexican carnival. Yeah.
Nah, that ain't. Nah, I've been to Broad Acres. This got the you know, the Ferris wheel and all that shit.
Yeah.
He said Broad Acres.
Don't y'all got a new liquor sponsor?
3 point tequila. That was the One Gotta Go show. That's their sponsor.
Oh, okay.
But they gave us a bottle, so I said I would crack it on the show. You know what I mean? So yeah.
That's what's up.
Right. But yeah, if anybody want to sponsor 420 in Vegas or Fifth Element Hip Hop, hit us up in the DM.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. What about you, Zay? What was up with your week?
Nothing significant. Nothing I can even think of. Because one, like I'm high, like Chris said. If it comes to me, I think
your ass high every motherfucking week.
No, taking
dabs and all types of shit before you start the show.
Yeah, but I'm just saying,
a little extra high this week.
Yeah,
because I packed a gram of shatter in these joints. I usually use a half a gram when I'm mixing the shit. But I didn't have any batter, so I said I'm just gonna go double up on the shatter, and I, you know what I'm saying, froze it and then grinded it real fine, and then boom.
Right,
it's in here. Nothing I can think of though. Just regular. I went to work every day. Came home.
The weather, man.
Yeah, the weather was fucked up.
Yeah,
raining and shit.
Yeah.
Which has stalled my fucking pool shit. Yeah, because they can't work in the rain now.
Yeah.
And they can't lay the fucking plaster and shit in the rain either.
It's wet, yeah.
But which is cool. That's still ongoing.
Let me pause you real quick. Damian Lillard is a motherfucking beast.
Yeah. You know, I don't feel like people talk about it enough.
Right. That motherfucker is a beast.
Bobby Porter.
Whooping Phoenix ass.
30 points, 15 assists.
And Phoenix was the first team on my fucking parlay today, too.
So
these hoes ain't going to win.
He has the first 30-point, 15-assist game in Bucks history. Damn. That one would be showing out.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Zay. Back to what you're talking
about. Like I said, nothing my week stands out in particular. But with the Jay Grind shit and with the Skinny's nephew shit.
Yeah, man.
It's like something got to be done, man, about this goddamn bitch. Something got to be done about the guns, man.
Yeah.
The wrong motherfuckers have guns. Too many people have guns. I don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But it's got to be a answer to all these niggas, black, young, 20-something
teenagers.
Niggas that ain't even, man.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers ain't even lived their life yet if they 20-something years old and they dying. Because I thought
I'd... Even in their 30s.
I mean, when I thought... Shit. I thought I'd live in my 20s, but I hadn't done... I mean, I'd fuck some hoes. I'd partied. You know what I'm saying? I went out the country.
There's no age you can really say that you say you've done all the shit you want to
do. No, not all of it. But even then, at that age, I thought I had lived. Mm-hmm. But I hadn't lived yet. You know what I'm saying? There's so much shit I hadn't done at the time that I didn't even know about that I've done now that I'm older. And I'm like, and I'm still doing shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, but
I think of that.
But I mean,
I think of the parents. You know what I'm saying? That lose their kids.
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. Because I know some people. You know, Alice Smith.
Yeah,
her son got killed last year.
Yeah,
shot fucking a drive by on the porch.
Damn.
At his grandma's house or some shit like that. So I mean, for no fucking reason, he wasn't gang banging. He was a good little fucking kid. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, what the fuck.
Yeah,
I don't know what the answer is, but there got to be something, man.
It's been a rough week.
These motherfuckers can, the government can.
Joe Biden, they ass locked their ass.
The government can fucking.
94 crime bill, they ass.
Well, something, because they can get together and say we need to ban TikTok, but they can't do nothing about these fucking guns.
Right.
They're killing niggas every. I don't know one nigga that's died because of TikTok, but I know a whole lot of motherfuckers that died from guns.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that one nigga whose TikTok white girlfriend killed him. That count?
Yeah.
Does that count?
I think they were more Instagram or some shit, but
we had Congressman Horsford on our show this week, and he talked about the TikTok ban.
He didn't vote on it. He voted no.
Yeah, he voted no on it.
But
what's the ban for? Because they're like, because it's Chinese.
They said Chinese
can spy and get information,
get people's social security numbers and medical information. But the same shit you motherfuckers are getting off of us every goddamn day from our phones anyway.
Right, you're getting it from Target.
Yeah.
Information got leaked at Target.
Right.
Like millions of motherfuckers.
We know we getting your shit. We just don't want China to have it. But no, what it is they can't control the flow of information on TikTok. That's what it is. They want it
They want to like.
Yeah, they want to control it. Yeah, they don't want niggas seeing the motherfucking Israelis killing all them fucking Palestinian kids and shit.
Yeah,
shit,
that's on IG too, though.
Yeah, but it's way more on TikTok. It's censored on. That's why they don't. Sean King not even on TikTok or IG no more.
Yeah, why? Well, I don't want to.
He was showing the truth about that shit.
Right. I definitely ain't on my timeline no more.
No, they got him off of Instagram.
But why do they think that this is
that nigga Muslim now?
Like that. Why do they think that this is just a TikTok problem when that same Chinese nigga could get on Facebook?
No, Facebook. Well, ain't gonna Facebook is
no. Facebook is full of fucking bullshit.
But TikTok got people over there making videos and shit, and it's uncensored. And America would like it, and they're doing that shit on Instagram too. But they're slowing it down or shadow banning the niggas, not letting it be seen.
Yeah, okay.
But TikTok showing you the raw, all of it. I mean, not just with that, but
I gotta get on TikTok.
TikTok,
hell yeah. But people make money off that shit.
It's informational. It's hilarious.
Yeah,
and
it's funny than a motherfucker. You can learn shit. I learned a couple of new fried fish recipes off that motherfucker. shit.
Yeah, for real. It's great.
Anything but that's everywhere, though. That's IG. You can learn shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you can, but I just like TikTok.
Yeah, okay. I got to get on TikTok.
Yeah, it's an interesting place.
IG is like goddamn. When that come out? 2010, 11, 9, or some shit like that. That's just ancient in terms of fucking.
That shit's still good though. Wise. That shit's still the number one, ain't it?
No, hell no. Nah. TikTok is because you can make money off TikTok. You can't make money off. Well, you can make money on IG with like brand deals and shit. But ain't nobody buying flat tummy tea and shit no more. So. TikTok, them motherfuckers are making money. They getting money for views and shit. Like, look at Keith fucking Lee. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All you
nigga
is
giving out $4,000 tips at restaurants. He wasn't doing that shit in the very beginning.
No.
And they getting that bread now.
But I only know Keith Lee from IG.
He came to fame on TikTok.
Right.
His IG videos are probably his TikTok videos. He just throwing on.
It's the same thing. Can't you throw your IG videos to TikTok?
You're not gonna get money like that though. You make money with your TikTok videos.
Okay.
Yeah,
TikTok
videos. I know you can share your IG shit to Facebook and yada yada yada.
But all you need is like 1,000 followers on TikTok to start.
Yeah.
Going live. Like them fucking the homeless bum nigga with his white girlfriend that was living in a hotel and shit. Then they're living in a storage unit.
Yeah,
got kicked out of the storage unit because his shit went viral and shit. And he was living in, I think the nigga's lying.
I think
it looked like a fenced backyard where they were living at one time with a tree. Like they might have that shit set up in their backyard and shit, even though they might have a old raggedy ass house. And they go in and shoot the videos in the tent and then go sleep. Then live in the motherfucking house.
They live in the house.
But just shoot content in the tent like we're homeless. Which ain't a bad idea if they making money off the shit, but stop lying. You fucking goofy looking. He's a goofy looking ass nigga too.
But even if that's lying, that's still, I don't want to say a hustle, but.
Yeah, it's a hustle, but he's a form of
getting to the motherfucking money.
He's a goofy ass looking nigga though. He be on there talking about homelessness is a flex. I'm flexing this homeless. Y'all got to go to work.
Yeah,
y'all got to. You know what I'm saying?
He feels free.
Yeah, right. He's free.
Okay.
But I tell you what though, nigga, a strong wind ain't gonna take my walls down, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Where do they use the bathroom and all that shit?
I don't know what the fuck. They're probably 7-Eleven, nigga. Where the fuck?
When you get up at 3 in the morning, you know what I'm saying?
Shit outside. You see all that shit on the ground in San Francisco? You just shit outside.
It's shit out here, y'all.
Yeah, the motherfuckers just shit outside. They don't wipe their ass. They just pull their pants up and go back to sleep.
Hey, when I went to the Super Bowl in San Francisco, the Denver versus Carolina, and it had to walk through like their downtown area, that shit was terrible. The homelessness out there was crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking disgusting.
Like, they really, like, right there just at the business doorstep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, shit, they just recently moved those homeless niggas that used to sleep outside of Nacho Daddy.
Yeah.
You used to have to step over those motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's what you got to do in San Francisco. Well,
that's crazy.
When I went to Super Bowl.
I don't know what they did. They just
like a motherfucker.
I don't like walking by them motherfuckers.
Smell like piss and all that shit.
I mean,
because I'm scared one of them motherfuckers going to jab me with a needle. You know what I'm saying? That's just my thing. I'm scared when them motherfuckers. I don't want to get with them.
You think he gonna waste his drugs on you?
No, like, not his drugs. He's already shot up. He just want to hit me with the dirty needle. Like, here, have whatever I have, nigga. Yeah,
that's more of a crazy motherfucker walking past you in Target or the mall or some shit. Not the homeless.
Yo, remember when that urban legend was going around about the needles in the movie seats?
Needles in the movie seats, needles in the fucking needles in the change thing of the payphones.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Not one nigga got stabbed by a needle and neither one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, man. I don't know. Anyway.
Right. But like I said, I don't know what I think. I said something about the gun. The gun's got to stop, man. Yeah. It's got to fucking stop. Too many irresponsible people got guns. And we got to start giving more motherfuckers the death penalty, and it's got to be soon. It can't be this sit on death penalty for 20 years. You kill somebody, we know you did it. It's on video.
Hours.
It's on video. It's guilty. You've been found guilty. The family said they agreed to immediate death penalty. Boom. That's it. Ain't no more your fans or butt. Take that motherfucker out behind the courthouse. Don't even give him no special shit. Just take him out behind the courthouse. Bam. Shoot him while he's walking down the stairs.
St. Valentine's Day massacre.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to let a motherfucker sit around 20, 30 years.
On my motherfucking tax dollars?
Like why do they let him sit around that long?
For appeals and bullshit and just...
their due process.
Waiting around. But if the motherfucker's guilty... I don't give a fuck if he was slightly retarded in high school and shit or whatever y'all excuses y'all be coming up with.
Just get him out.
He did the crime. He was smart enough to murder a motherfucker and try to get away with it. He didn't. Let's kill his ass. Let's smoke him.
Yeah.
But maybe it takes some time to figure out if they got a problem. If they got, you know what I'm saying.
I don't give a fuck if they got a problem. We need to get that problem off the earth. Whatever it was, you couldn't hold it.
Most of that stuff is found out prior to the verdict.
I mean, hey.
Generally.
Well, y'all said 72 hours.
That's what I said. Look, verdict. 72 turnaround. Guilty, talk to the family, see if they cool with it. Up out of here.
Find out who
he was. That's on Friday.
He didn't have no job.
Last meal, Sunday.
He wasn't in a crazy house.
Monday morning, you out of there. Monday morning, you taking a fresh, warm body into the pine box to the coroner's office. Could just have him walking down some stairs, you know what I'm saying? Have an officer right behind him walking down the stairs, and we're gonna be like, yeah, we're taking you out to pow in the back of his head.
Go.
Damn.
Yeah.
One of them cow guns.
The body right there, the box right there at the bottom, just to catch his body as it drops in that motherfucker. Boom. Corner's truck right out there. Boom.
It's like some Gambino shit mixed in there. A little plastic line around the steps.
Right,
and coming down.
Right. So the blood don't be everywhere.
It's just blood splatter.
Because these motherfuckers, they think. They I don't know what it is, but they don't think the shit is real. You know what I'm saying? Like these motherfuckers killing these little girls, raping these little girls, living with the mom and shit, and the mom don't know that her daughter's getting molested. And y'all just live in a one bedroom house.
I just watched a movie like that.
That shit just happened to a little girl like that. I think her name was like Savannah Soto or some shit like that. Maybe I'm wrong about the name.
Oh, she died.
Little 12-year-old girl.
Yeah.
The mom's talking about we dropped her off at school and shit, and then. They didn't drop her off nowhere. They found that girl in the fucking river. So it's like,
oh man.
And of course, the dude they arrested. Who they arrest? The mom's live-in fucking boyfriend.
Right.
And then he tried to tell him that his fucking phone did a reset, an accidental reset on the day she died and shit. But he's got that phone and they found
all
pictures
of
him molesting her and shit in his fucking phone. So it's like, man.
But back to the gun conversation. We have this conversation all the time, right? For decades and decades and decades, like, that what's the real resolution? Like, because as long as people are profiting from the sale of guns, we're going to always have to have this conversation.
Yeah, I mean.
Like, because what's changed in the last, since, I don't know, Columbine? What's changed? You can't really have silencers now. Like
nothing changed. They got switches now.
Yeah, hell. Switches get you plenty of time, but they give you. It's like it seems like it's less stringent. To motherfuckers getting younger. You can be younger to own a gun.
They just changed. They took away parole, and they're taking away parole in Louisiana, and they're making it so anybody 18 and up can buy a handgun,
right,
and carry that bitch,
right.
18 and up. So what are they telling them niggas? Go get the guns. Kill each other, and then we're going to put you in jail with no motherfucking parole.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
How is niggas letting this happen?
Because now you don't got to have a permit in these motherfucking states. You can just buy a fucking gun.
Because niggas, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is.
Nowadays, you got to have a motherfucking gun. Because you don't know who's going to come in your house, or you know what I'm saying? You got to defend your
house. That's different. A home gun...
Where you're not taking it to Walmart.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you can take your shit if you have a CCW.
Yeah.
Because if you have a CCW.
That's the motherfuckers you got worried about.
Yeah, but I mean, most motherfuckers with a CCW don't be doing the stupid shit. They're normally, when you hear about the good guy with the gun, they're normally the good guy with the gun. Motherfucker with a CCW that's got their shit concealed, not looking like an asshole like the nigga with the shit on his hip.
Shit on his hip.
You know what I'm saying? The nigga with the shit on his hip is the nigga that's a loose cannon.
That's the you see a lot of the motherfuckers walk around Walmart, Smiths. You see the little Asian girl, 115 pounds with a big ass cannon on her motherfucking hip in workout clothes.
I don't know. Guns make me uncomfortable. I ain't gonna lie.
They make me uncomfortable too, but I'd be around them a whole fucking lot.
I love guns. I love shooting guns. But
I'm damn sure uncomfortable around them.
I don't know.
But I like to have my shit too, though. Just to try to make the
I'm not uncomfortable around them, but it depends on the setting.
Maybe it's the setting because I'm around.
Because I've been around a lot of niggas with guns.
Yeah, well, right.
But I don't feel uncomfortable when I'm with them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't
because they your niggas. Yeah. Like, I mean, right? Like,
I went to buy some weed one time. Right? No, yeah, but I went with one of my partners, and he took me to the weed house. These niggas had like pounds of weed on. It looked like a real dope house where they niggas at the table cutting up weed. Niggas had big ass pistols on the table, and I didn't know the niggas' house I was at.
Yeah.
And I'm with this nigga, so I'm like, damn. Nigga, I could have waited in a motherfucking car. These niggas don't know me. I don't know them. Shit is all out in the open. There's guns on the table. There's pounds of weed on the table. Get me the fuck up out of here.
I just feel like that when you used to come to my crib and touch it because I had a motherfucking sawed off black pistol grip
behind pump, the door.
Shotgun. No, I had that bitch sitting on my table just like this right out here and shit. And I had a couple of handguns and shit. This was my little small ass apartment in Texas when I first got out of the Army and shit because fuck yeah, I had guns. But, I never had to bust, you know what I'm saying? I never had to kill nobody, no shit. But I had guns for just in case a nigga tried to kick my door in because I was selling cocaine.
Right.
And I was going to blow your fucking head off, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, well.
But, right.
I had to let my shit blow a couple times. You know, one of the times. On some Mexicans.
Oh, was that like on Rainbow and?
At my crib. Remember Wu and them got into it? Mexicans chased them to the house.
Oh, no. I thought you were talking about way back in like the 90s when y'all got into it with the Mexicans in the van. Yeah.
That was, but it's all in defense. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's all in defense. But that's another story. We don't got to talk about guns and shit.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that slow ass horse ride you did the other day.
It was the trail ride. What are you talking about? Look, I wasn't racing. I wasn't in the motherfucking Kentucky Derby, nigga.
That shit looked boring in the motherfucker.
It's a trail ride. They show you all kind of shit out there they show you. But no, it's just riding the fucking horse down to them.
He thought you was about to be Desperado or some shit.
Nah, hell no.
Yeah, I thought you was going to be in a little ring going around the circle and that motherfucker.
Nah, hell no.
You motherfuckers.
Straight trail ride. Right.
Horse was like 76 years old.
No, they were young horses. No.
But yeah, you put some music or something in the back of your videos. Or you put some,
for what?
Hype them up a little bit. You gotta put some country music in the back of that motherfucker.
This ain't sad.
I ain't doing all
that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing all that shit. I just play. Just watch a video, nigga. You wanna hear some music?
You gotta entertain with your videos.
You got an Alexa at your house, nigga. Tell her to play some music in the background.
Alexa.
Yeah, she know.
Right. There's some music at the end of his videos.
Shit.
But no, that was my week, I think.
That's cool.
I'm just ready for the summer. I'm just ready for the shit coming up, some of the shit I got planned this summer.
That's cool.
I'm ready to go to this fucking Lovers and Friends concert.
Oh, hell, I forgot about that.
I'm ready to go to Cancun in June. I gotta figure out the itinerary, though. Like, last year we went to the fucking pyramid and fucking... the cenote shit, swimming in those motherfucking things.
What's cenote?
Huh?
What's that?
It's like a, I guess it's like a, they said it's like a volcano. I don't know. It used to be a volcano there or some shit now, okay. But it's water.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you can go dive in the shit and swim and shit. I don't know. Look it up. I can't think what it is, the actual term, but it's like, I think they said it was like a volcano caldera that's filled with water. Maybe I'm totally wrong and I'm thinking of something else, but it's part of a tour that I went on last year when I was in Cancun and shit. So I don't know what to do this year. I think the go kart shit. Of course, jet ski every time you go anywhere. There's water. You got jet ski. But there's an island out there, Isla Mujer, that we didn't go to last year that I've been to before. I want to go to again. And usually they have like a boat ride thing. And it's a whole day thing where they feed you and they have drinks on the boat and then they take you out to the island and you can shop and fucking eat.
Oh, that's cool.
Get the fucking fish water massage or water pedicure shit.
I love feet, the fish biting on your feet. Yeah. That's cool. I'm too ticklish for that.
And I know for this year for motherfucking Thanksgiving, I'm going to Houston. So I'm going to try me a motherfucking, what's it called while I'm out there that week? A motherfucking
Trail Burger.
Trail Burger, hell yeah.
Who's in Houston?
Deandra's aunt. Her aunt Jean, that I've known since 06, she sent a letter to everybody in the family. She said, niggas is getting older. She said, me and her Deandra's grandma, me and sister getting older. Mm-hmm. We can't be doing all that traveling. Yeah. I'm having a big party in Houston. She lives in Houston now.
Yeah.
I'm having a big party in Houston for Thanksgiving and shit. Letting y'all know in advance, this much in advance. So y'all, if y'all plan to drive, y'all can caravan or whatever the fuck. I'm like, ain't nobody driving out there.
But nobody driving nowhere.
But, hell yeah. So they ain't got no excuses not to go and shit because it's fucking...
plenty of time.
Yeah, and they've known since last month, February.
Yeah.
So if you know the whole goddamn year, you can get your coins together to get a flight.
Yeah, for sure. That's what's up, though. All right.
You can talk about Cruci feet now?
He said, okay, so you said her feet are ugly. What's ugly about them? Because I don't really understand the feet thing, like obsession.
Let me see. I put a picture. I zoomed in on a picture of her shit and put it in the foot. Her shit just look like they got a lot of miles on them motherfuckers.
Nigga, they feet.
Yeah, but they look like they dry, but she put oil on them. You know what I'm saying? You can see it. You know what I'm saying? Look at the heels.
All feet are dry.
They look stressed. Right. Her feet look stressed.
Oil lotion on them.
Nah, I'm saying. But I mean, her shit's right there. Her shit looks stressed.
I'm looking at them. Yeah, she's flexible.
Okay, but I have to remind y'all that a lot of these girls wear heels. Uncomfortable shoes for years and years.
So why
are
you trying to sell feet pics if you didn't put all that damage on them? Because
she can.
Because somebody wants them in their mouth.
Her name is selling them. But are you desperate for a bag if you're selling feet pics?
It's like that looked like a foot to me. That's what I'm saying. I don't see what's ugly about it. Like, it's a foot.
I'm a foot nigga, I guess. I know what a good foot looks like. Okay. And Karrueche's feet ain't cute. You know okay. what I'm saying? They better than Drea's.
I haven't seen Drea's feet.
Oh, shit. Don't.
Oh, my God. No. But, like.
It'd be so much Drea hate.
Look at her feet, nigga. Look at her feet. Drea's feet is legitimately ugly. That ain't no hate. That's any nigga that knows.
A lot of these hoes might have some ugly feet, though. Hey, I mean,
any foot connoisseur.
They do. That's what I'm saying. Right, they do. Right.
Any foot connoisseur would say that Drea's foot ain't in the top 10 of good feet.
So Drea ain't fine.
Drea's fine from the ankle up.
Okay, so tell me why there's a website called Wiki Feet.
Damn.
You on it?
I am. And they show, and I typed in Drea feet, and it came up. Drea Michelle's feet on Wiki Feet. I mean,
her shit looks a little stressed, huh?
She just looked like she been wearing uncomfortable shoes.
It looked pinched.
She didn't get some Asics,
New Balance.
Yeah. Nah, but yeah, I guess they probably be in high heels.
Yeah, all the time. Right. They're trying to impress y'all.
Think of what a stripper's feet look like then.
Like this?
Nah, hell no. I've seen some nice stripper feet. She's putting her best foot forward. Karrueche Tran spoke out against critics who claim she's going broke.
Andrea got that Edmund toe, ain't that what it's called? Where your big toe is shorter than your other toe?
I ain't look. You got a picture of her feet, right?
Big toe is shorter than the second toe, right? I always heard those are the girls that always have kind of problems and shit.
That's actually a sign of intelligence.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, she is smart. Bitch got fucking.
So they just on her toe. Oh,
22
shit.
Year old.
But that looks like she just has Edmund toe. Other than that, it's just a foot.
Nah, I think I might see some corns. Is that what you're talking about? The corns?
Her shit just ain't presentable for me.
Is that like on no
her
toe?
Her shit wouldn't be in no nigga's mouth.
Or is that just knuckles? Those are corns.
I don't know.
She knows she came. She knows she was wrong for that shit.
I see what you mean.
If those are corns, you just can't. You can't be Drea and just come out with them motherfuckers.
With the corns, you gotta get somebody to slot them down.
Right, and she posing like. Well, like I came out, I knew what I was doing tonight.
Remember that one bitch? What was it, Akbar? Or her, who had her fucking feet? She had her feet. Her shit was so fucked up. She had the surgery.
Yeah, like her toe was on top. Her pinky toe was all the way.
Not just her pinky toe. It was like the motherfuckers was throwing up motherfucking West Side and Gangster Disciple at the same fucking time.
God. I mean, but ain't nothing you can do about that unless your parents. I mean, when you're grown, you could, but you ain't going to say, you know what? Cut these motherfucking toes, put the rods in them, sit me down for 6 motherfucking months. Nah, just let my toes be. Your parents ain't getting them motherfuckers done when you born, straightening them shits out.
Nah, that shit comes over time, don't it? You don't just be born with your shit fucked up like that, do you?
What, your toes all over the place?
Yeah.
I mean, you can. They have like little toe separators and stuff that you can like train your like toe right. But yeah.
Man, you just gotta thank God for being normal sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I don't know. I ain't normal. I'm fucked up.
Nigga, you could have been. I saw there's a baby on motherfucking TikTok right now with no fucking arms or legs, no hands or feet, nigga. Yeah. You got nubs from. She got a nub.
But it's better to be born like that because you'll never know the difference. He on them good nubs, but he's shooting 3-pointers.
Nah.
You see no boy with one arm. Yeah, that motherfucker will beat me in goddamn basketball.
Who?
The nigga that be balling. You ain't seen this
dude? Man, I steal the ball every time for that nigga. He can't go from but one goddamn way. What are you talking about?
Hey.
So I'm just getting them steals.
I got to find who I'm talking
about. I know who you're talking about. The one arm nigga. To be dunking and shit.
Yeah, hell yeah.
He can only go right. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
What the fuck?
Emmanuel something. But yeah. He can only go one way on me. You ain't gonna be schooling me too many times, nigga.
Crazy. What else we got in there?
What do you think about Karrueche selling the feet pics? You think it's a good move?
I think it's a passive. It takes nothing for her to take a picture of her feet and post it. So that's passive income to me. And I say kudos to you, girlfriend.
She says she's not going broke. It's just a smart play.
What? Said, why not? Like, y'all don't know what other shit she knows.
She said foot fetishes are the number one fetish in the world and nothing sexual will be on her page. Okay, that's how it starts out. Then we're going to find out if your booty hole brown in about 4 months.
They said he can beat this name.
What's his name? What's his name?
That's him. He can only go left.
What's that nigga's name?
You can't stop that nigga.
Hell no.
Nah, you know how strong your one arm gotta be because you ain't got the other one?
Hell yeah. That nigga balling like Michael Jordan, nigga, out have there. Him.
Look, man, it's gravity, physics. The ball can only bounce. You know what I'm saying? The nigga, he ain't invented a new way to bounce the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? He can't bounce it sideways in the air. That bitch still got to hit the ground and go back up, right?
He can still go both ways with that one arm. He just only dribble with that one arm.
I'm
still
going left. He can hoop. I'm saying he can hoop. I'm just saying I know I'm going to get a lot of steals and blocks on the nigga. Because I'm not going to be going. Them niggas probably be going easy and shit like, no, he's only got one arm. Fuck that. I'm going to have a different mindset.
Nah.
I'm going to be like, I ain't letting this one arm nigga get me. Shit. So,
I cannot with you.
Right.
I'm going with a different mindset. Bruno Mars allegedly has $50 million gambling debt with MGM. Damn, Bruno. You just going to be performing for free at your motherfucking residency, huh, nigga?
Why did they even cut him off?
Because he has residency with him, don't he? Why not? If you know you got to pay him $90 million anyway, now you don't. Now you only got to pay the nigga $40
million. Right.
You know what I'm saying? If you take out, and he still got to perform the shows. Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Yeah, Bruno Mars might be in hot water with MGM. The 24K Magic singer announced a multi-year residency with MGM Resorts International in 2016, performing at the Hospitality Giants Park MGM Resort in Las Vegas. Damn, 2016? 8 years?
Right.
However, the relationship between the 38-year-old and the Hospitality Giant may have gone sour as the singer's gambling has allegedly racked up large debts at the poker tables.
Somebody said they saw him lose like a teen number of millions at a table.
How do you do that? What do you bet? How much are you betting?
That's what I'm saying. Like, how long are you there, and what is each bet like?
Right, but what does the pit boss? You know, they gotta have a conversation. Like, yo, Bruno over there, he ups like $4 million already. What we, you know, y'all ain't gonna stop his ass?
They gonna be like, nah, let him keep going because it's gonna come back to the house.
He owed millions to the MGM. A Vegas insider told the outlet. Another source added that the debt is as high as $50 million. MGM basically owns him. He makes $90 million a year off the deal with the casino, but then he has to pay back his debt and claim that he only makes about $1.5 million per night per show after taxes, which is still fucking good.
Yeah, but about 50, how many shows, but think about how much money he should have been making.
Yeah. Right.
Look how much those tickets are.
Right.
How many people fill up that spot?
They don't have that nigga. How much food? At the buffets.
Well, I mean, when he got his own little like,
he's gonna be doing special.
He gonna be his own, at his own speakeasy.
He gonna be doing extra shit to make that money. Yeah, yeah. He gonna be singing to room service to niggas' room.
Yeah, yeah. $1,000 That's gonna hear the shit you hear on the phone. Let's put you on hold. It's gonna be Bruno Mars.
Hey, while you're waiting on your room, this is Bruno. Why don't you come down to the Pinky Lounge tonight at 8:30?
That's what I'm talking about.
On those little hotel channels on your TV.
Yeah. They're gonna be all over that motherfucker.
Oh, he's working at a place called the Pinky Ring.
Yeah, that's his speakeasy.
Cocktail lounge inside the Bellagio. Okay.
Yeah.
Gonna be working in that hole for free. You got your ass, Bruno. Damn, nigga, I can't believe.
Y'all know he a cokehead, so yeah, like, all of this makes sense.
They gonna take percentage of that nigga's next album.
I don't believe in going in the debt at the casino. You know what I'm saying? I lose a certain amount and I'm fucking done. That's it. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you mean you gonna lose everything you got? And I was like, are you crazy? Right. And then go into debt with the shit.
Yeah.
50 fucking mil, Bruno Mars, you're going to be 24 karat magic in your ass until 2040, nigga.
Gambling is a drug, man.
Ooh, child. And then you already on drugs. It's too much.
He do coke too, man.
Yeah.
But he probably gets the good shit where he can test it with the fentanyl tester.
I hope he one of them niggas that be dancing behind him do it for him. Test that shit before they give it to him.
I saw this on TikTok. Like, okay. You don't have TikTok, so you probably don't know. You might have seen this article maybe on I don't know. Hold on.
You talking about the bishop?
Nah. This
the shit I sent you?
Black girl. A TikToker raised $400,000 for a homeless man.
Oh, and they won't give it up.
And things got messy because a video came out of him putting hands on this homeless woman in a homeless shelter.
white chick.
Yeah.
Black man.
And an old black man with cancer.
Oh, the homeless lady was white?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
And this came out after the $400,000 was raised. So I don't know if they released the money to her yet and shit, but she's a fine little college girl.
She said she spent thousands on his ass that day, which was crazy.
Not thousands on the first day. She did get him like a hotel room.
She got a hotel room.
She bought his medication.
She took him to Target, bought him all kinds of clothes.
Yeah. I mean, she did a good deed. It came back to her, though, because like they had a separate GoFundMe where they raised money just for her. I think like $40,000 or $50,000 or whatever.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in Miami right now. Looking good as a motherfucker on her TikTok. But she's a good chick, though. I mean.
Yeah, it was dope for her to stop and do that. He just wanted some coffee from their first meeting or some tea.
What? I don't know. I always feel weird about people who be doing that to homeless people because it's like, why this one? And then, like make a, I don't know, like, make a.
It's a hustle.
For who? Everybody?
Hell yeah. Look, she got $40,000 for doing a good deed.
But how good is the deed if you want everybody to see that you did it?
It's great.
Well, that's the generation. You're talking about
even if motherfuckers didn't see it, it's still a great deed.
Well, you're talking about
for me, that's the stuff that's more important than like why we doing all this.
That's how we feel about this shit, though. She's a 20-something-year-old girl that does TikTok.
I don't feel like
TikTok before this shit, though. She was a TikToker before.
So she already knew.
You know what I'm saying? No, but she wasn't trying to do shit like this. She was just, she just looked like she started out as her doing a
homeless nigga, and then she was like, "Ooh, let me film this."
No, he was calling her. She was doing a TikTok, and the nigga started calling over to her.
And she's probably like, "Let me keep my shit on."
She kept her shit on and shit.
Yeah.
And
okay, that's different, I guess. But still,
but
it just makes me feel icky when people like film like giving $100 to a homeless person. That makes me feel icky. Just give it to them.
That's different.
Like, because to me, it's like you're looking for things on TikTok to give you validation when you really should just be doing it for brownie points.
Or you could be trying to hype other people up to do it.
So then say that. I don't know.
This generation records everything, though.
It feels gross.
They put everything on fucking TikTok. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? This shit just happened to pop. But then after they saw the nigga socking the white lady up in her bed in the homeless cot, they wanted to withhold the money. But my thing is, you're not paying for giving the money for his character, and that don't got shit to do with the money. You know what I'm saying? Because
what's the number one reason people be mad and upset and depressed? They situations.
They broke.
I don't know. $400,000 to help this nigga out. I mean, he could buy a house somewhere. Whatever the fuck.
Yeah, whatever. Or they don't want they don't want old girl that got her ass whooped to be still be the same homeless motherfucker, and he over here balling.
I mean, but tough shit. put your own GoFundMe up. If people feel sorry for you, they'll give you money too.
Yeah, true.
You know
indeed.
What I'm saying?
True
There's plenty indeed. Of money to go around. You know what I'm saying, with this GoFundMe shit. Plenty.
I just can't bring myself to beg. That feels like begging.
I made a GoFundMe when I was doing the fucking.
Well, right, but that's not. But that wasn't for you. Like a lot of these people are like people be on TikTok live. Like I'm trying to buy a hotel for the night, or I'm trying to put it. I need a down payment for this apartment. I got to pay for.
I'm not mad at it because if motherfuckers want to give it,
I need one to tell motherfuckers. I want to go to Africa.
You don't have to give it.
I want to go to Africa. If I can get a GoFundMe and these niggas give me the money to go to Africa, that's an expensive trip. I don't want to pay for it myself, but I'm
niggas who have never been to Africa or never been outside of their city gonna send niggas money.
For hell yeah, that. Thank
That's
you.
Crazy.
Thank you, brother.
It can yeah, exactly, thank but you. And there you go too.
It's legalized panhandling.
That is so fucking wild to me.
Yeah, but I bet.
Like let me
do a GoFundMe
like
for $1,000 because I want to get my podcast jumping. And that motherfucker hit that $1,000 in 4 days, you're going to be like, man, goddamn. Thank you, motherfuckers. Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, of course, but like.
You know what I'm saying?
If all it takes is the fucking one retweet from some popular motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And like the shit go viral. And then your little fucking GoFundMe that went from $1,000 to you done made $200,000 on your $1,000 GoFundMe and shit. You
know I'm all for it.
It just feels gross. Maybe it's just because I don't have it in me to do it.
I hope they release the money to
Maybe
that
that's
nigga.
Why I feel like that.
I'm going to start one when I go to fuck home. Fuck that.
Like.
Fuck that. I had a couple GoFundMe's.
Yeah, like.
And they didn't help out like a motherfucker. Hey, I appreciate y'all for on the motherfucking GoFundMe. Good looking. I needed it for health reasons. I was fucked off, though. I was in the hospital.
Yeah.
Done. And motherfuckers, I didn't even start it, though. Somebody started it.
For you?
Yeah.
That's him. That's Unk.
Yeah, I seen
Unk
the whole thing.
Unk looked dangerous, though.
Yeah, he did look frightening. But
the black girl wasn't scared of him.
Yeah, which she's lucky. Because it could have been some SVU shit. She could have disappeared, and the last thing she did was buy this nigga a sandwich.
There you go, 72-hour death penalty.
Nigga, get up out of here.
Right. All right,
what's
she
next?
She cute, though.
Mm-hmm. She did her thing. I know Uncle's like, hell yeah, she got a hotel room. Hey,
now she got Uncle a little.
Turn that camera off for a little bit.
She got Uncle a little room or apartment or something now. And she filled his fridge up with food and shit and got him some little cleaning supplies and toilet paper. She was going out of pocket for most of the shit too. But I mean, but people were giving her money to do that
for him, yeah.
So she's winning. She's going to win in life probably. It's going to lead to good things, I bet, for her because. Oh, she can twerk a little bit too, huh?
No, she twerking?
I cannot with y'all.
Okay.
But have you seen the TikTok of the I don't know if it's like a food truck or something, and they park over by like a bunch of homeless people are, and they just be passing out stuff. So they'll give like sandwiches and like drinks and fresh water, mm-hmm. and like they'll give face towels and deodorant. I'm here for that kind of stuff. I'm not here for like the nigga that's digging in the trash and you walk up to him and be like,
hey, you want to go to McDonald's?
Let me change your life.
Yeah. Turn around, the motherfucker camera right to the motherfucker in his face. I'm like, damn, nigga. I'm trying to find some motherfucker leftover 7-Eleven hot dogs in this bitch.
But what does the food truck do?
So they just pull up, uh-huh. and the homeless people get in the line and they give them grocery bags and stuff.
Like, who's filming it though?
It's just live on TikTok.
But who's the food truck people's TikTok?
I guess so.
Same shit.
Yeah, same shit. But for me, it's I'm help. And I guess it's the quantity of people. Like, because to me, that makes me feel like it's actually your mission to do that.
But usually it's one motherfucker helping one motherfucker. But if you got a food truck full of help people, they can feed the quantity. But you can't go up and be like, yeah, I got six of y'all. I want to take care of y'all.
Right. But why does it always stop once that one person go viral? Like, why? If that's your calling and that's what you feel like you want to do with your time, mm-hmm. then why is it just that one guy? Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, unless you personally know him, like that shit seems real, like
right.
fake and fabricated.
Yeah, I
as figure, opposed to
I
like being
some
able
are fake
to
and fabricated, but I figure I feel there's another amount that's,
that isn't. You know what I'm saying? I understand.
Like if I do it, it ain't gonna be fake and fabricated,
right? But see, if I do it, I'm not gonna film it. Like I don't know if I told y'all, but last year, me and my kids filled up like some stuff like snacks, fresh water, deodorant, like pads, stuff like that, and we just went to the east side,
right?
And found some bunch of people and just passed it out. That's how I wanted to spend my week. That's how I wanted to spend my Sunday.
No, that's
but I didn't tell nobody and I didn't put it on Facebook and I didn't film it and I didn't do any of that shit.
Right. And I do that. I mean, I help out motherfuckers all the time, give motherfuckers, homeless motherfuckers money and all that shit, but I've never filmed it.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like what you did right there, I would probably film, make a little reel of me making the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Boom, okay, boom, boom. I guess so, but. I'm not doing it for y'all to like appreciate that I did it.
I want the likes
for me. Yeah, I don't care about that.
Give me the likes, nigga.
As much as I've been on social media and as like many platforms
and
I don't care about that shit.
Nah, I feel you.
I just don't. I'd be wanting to, but I don't.
Right. No, I mean, it's percentages.
What's wrong with you over there?
Y'all don't like the motherfucking Gatorade Zeros?
Honestly, not.
Honestly, I haven't drank anything. But
you must be stealing these motherfuckers off the back of the train.
He told you where he get them from.
Oh, nigga lying. Don't know, but nigga, you know, got this much Gatorade.
He get it from work.
What? That shit tastes like
Oh my God. Now he about to make us drink the fucking Gatorade. Because he was over here staring just off into space was talking.
I put the motherfuckers on ice for an hour so they'd be at the perfect temperature.
You might get these motherfuckers to the homeless motherfuckers.
Shit.
Tastes fine to me. Gatorade is not great anyway.
It just tastes like zero. It's like it's low sugar.
It's fine. It's actually pretty good.
I sipped it, motherfucker. I'll get through it. It's the aftertaste of them motherfuckers. It's like drinking a motherfucking. You like a Diet Coke?
Coke Zero is the best.
Let's see. I'm pretty sure that shit tastes like a Diet Coke.
It tastes more like a Coke than a Diet Coke.
More like is still a problem.
Just shit don't try
taste, it. It don't taste like Coke. It's a motherfucking problem.
Just try it.
It's Coke the aftertaste on these motherfuckers. Like your tongue go numb. And then a bit of sour. Like, what the fuck is this? Spoiled milk? Nah, it's Gatorade Zero, the yellow flavor.
Oh man. Okay, what's next?
Brooklyn. Remember?
I knew that nigga was wrong.
Yeah, I knew.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Brooklyn's Bling Bishop convicted for stealing from parishioner extortion attempt.
When I didn't know who he was, and the first day he came out, I forgot what it was. I said, "Oh yeah, this nigga."
Oh, this is.
I saw. Remember, we reported our nigga getting robbed.
Yeah. And they had it on film.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But this crime that they're getting him for, it's from when he took that lady down payment money, ain't it?
It's okay. I'm gonna get it. It says a Brooklyn pastor, widely known as the Bling Bishop, was found guilty of multiple charges after he was accused of stealing $90,000 from a parishioner and using the money to buy luxury items, trying to extort a businessman, and promising favors from New York City Mayor Eric Adams in return for lucrative deals.
Mayor going
Bishop Lamar Miller Whitehead, 45, was convicted of two counts of wire fraud, one count of attempted wire fraud, and one count of attempted extortion, each carrying a maximum sentence of 20 years in prison.
What's his name?
Lamar Miller Whitehead.
Sound like Leon Lonnie Love.
Additionally, he was convicted of one count of making false statements, which carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison.
Making a false statement to the police?
I guess. Miller Whitehead was a pastor at the Leaders of Tomorrow International Ministries, which he helped form after serving 5 years in prison for identity theft and grand larceny.
What?
Yep.
In prison, you go learn your best hustle.
He lived in a $1.6 million mansion in the New Jersey city of Paramus and owned several apartment buildings in Hartford, Connecticut. In July, he made headlines when he was robbed of $1 million in jewelry in the middle of his church service. Prosecutors revealed that under the guise of aiding one of his parishioners in purchasing a home, he persuaded her to invest about $90,000 of her retirement savings.
Listen, if you got a fucking preacher and he got $1 million of fucking jewelry.
On.
Kill yourself.
On. He's wearing it while he, like, not in his house somewhere. But he got all that shit on.
Instead of fulfilling his promise, he diverted the money for personal use, splurging on luxury items and other expenses. When pressed for repayment, he resorted to continued deception.
So, right, he stole $90,000 of an old lady's money.
Yep.
Thinking that he was going to find her a place to live.
She was trying to buy a house. He said he was going to buy her house, but he just took the money and spent it on his jewelry and lifestyle.
Her retirement money. Yeah.
That's one of the best hustles in the world is being a
pastor.
Yeah. Pastor, yeah. Preacher, bishop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All of them. Look at fucking Joel Oil Sheen and all them.
Not Oil Sheen.
Sofro.
All them motherfuckers.
Yeah,
rich, that's $1 million Solid houses,
racket.
Right?
Private jets and fucking luxury cars, right. And shit.
And you saying a nigga look crazy getting a GoFundMe?
Yeah,
shit.
They want motherfuckers, and they got people giving 10%. I wouldn't give 0.001% to the church. I ain't giving shit to the church. The church is a fucking hustle.
Church
is a hustle, and preachers are fucking con men.
Yeah. But is it wrong to blame the preachers?
Hell yeah, they in there lying.
It's a legal job.
It is.
Okay, but I'm saying, but they playing on people's emotions. The niggas is fucking hoes in the church, cheating on their wife,
like the NBA.
Having babies with fucking bitches in the church.
The nigga that married Josh and his ex was hella sleeping with people in the congregation.
Mm.
While you talking about you trying to pray over my marriage and shit. Mm-hmm.
Then they taking that money, and preacher always have a good car. Don't no preacher have a raggedy car. Don't no preacher have a raggedy house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
Nah.
Show me the preacher with the fucking one bathroom house. Mm-hmm. These niggas be having.
Why can't they take that? Why can't
mansions?
Why can't they save like one family's house a month or some shit?
Yeah, you know, with all the money they get.
Yeah, pay a couple of people's rent or mortgage in
because like because you don't because like they don't pay for the rent of the like church, the, yeah, all of that shit
all
is like
tax free all that right, shit tax free
mm-hmm. Right,
so you could pay,
so you could definitely be doing that.
I'm saying the Lord ain't told you to pay nobody's nope. Goddamn rent yet, preacher.
No, the Lord said put that shit on
that part.
Lord ain't told you to go to Gucci, nigga.
I called
have
them
chains
man.
And shit.
Yeah, man, that's crazy. I don't know.
It's a job though.
How long do you have to like go study? What do you theology?
Theology?
No, I don't know about theology that because time. I know some niggas. I know a couple of niggas I was in the army with, and these niggas are preachers now. With
and
their
you
own
know
church.
They ain't went to no damn
hell no
preacher college.
It's a little course you got to take.
What University of Phoenix or whatever the fuck online? Shit. I know, some of these niggas I know that are preachers is funny to me, too, because I remember we used to run the fucking streets, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Fucking hoes in the same hotel room, like nigga over in that bed and me over in this bed, and now this nigga's preaching the word of the Lord on fucking Sunday. But he had been married to the same girl that I knew that he was messing with before I went to Germany in 94. So,
uh-huh.
So that's a long ass time. That's 30 years they've been together. They ain't been married that long. They've been married nice. 28 years, so. But a nigga out of the army, I remember I just started looking up old niggas that I knew in the army and shit, just off a name that I remembered and shit on Facebook. And I came to that nigga's name.
Larry Lonnie Love.
And he had a fucking church. And his home, my homegirl that he's married to, she's the first lady and shit. Big ass church hats and shit. Big ass color purple dresses and shit.
Yeah.
But
you said color purple dresses.
Sealy dresses and shit. The Sealy hat in the store and shit. Didn't Celia have something that she made for men and women and shit that they could wear some shit? I forgot. I ain't seen the new color purple. So.
Oh, I haven't either. Damn, I still got Carucci's feet on my screen.
The motherfucker look like they've been through some. Like she's been dancing for a while.
Nope. Sound like you just hating on Carucci.
It's her feet, man. I could find a better example of feet, believe me.
Do we have anything else to talk about?
That's all the shit in the chat.
Oh, New York. Banned Jello shots.
Damn.
What?
Yeah. Jello shots at bars are not a thing anymore. They are apparently illegal in New York because this liquor law says that a pre-mixed drink is prohibited being sold or given away at a bar. So anything that's not made or mixed in front of you in New York, you cannot serve or they cannot be served to you.
Damn.
Yeah, so I don't know what that means, like as far as like what kind of like fines and stuff, but it says some violations will be fines, warnings, and even jail time. Isn't that crazy?
Y'all see how Kanye said he's responsible for every genre of music?
Yeah. And how Boosie said.
Not all. And Kanye responded. He said, I just saw that Wipe Me Down was made in 2007. I take no responsibility for whatever that genre would be called.
Now he's saying Wipe Me Down ain't shit.
I don't know what he said, but Wipe Me Down is a fucking classic. A super fucking classic.
That is a fucking ghetto hymn.
That's a ghetto anthem. Hell yeah. Wipe Me Down is a motherfucker. Still gets traction no matter when you play that in the club.
Wipe Me Down and motherfucking I-N-T-D.
Oh, Independent? Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah.
They had a moment.
If you lived in the South, which I used to live in the motherfucking South for several fucking years when I was stationed in Texas and then got out of Army and stayed in Texas for a couple of years, but Boosie had the streets on motherfucking lock, boy. Yeah. The clubs, they played, man, shit. The motherfuckers.
Webby did his thing with that Savage
Life.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a time.
Yeah, it was a time. It was a time.
Fucking, I say, what, 90... 97 to 2004 or 2005 was the South had a good thing fucking going, man. Yeah. Houston had they shit going.
I just listened to Like a Pimp. Fucking David Banner, Lil Flip.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah.
Yeah, man. Good stuff.
Lil Flip was a freestyle king.
Yeah. That was a nice beef with him and T.I.
Yeah, it was cool.
Came to actual fighting. Right. Fisticuffs. That's when they niggas would just fight and nobody would die.
Yeah. Niggas just rough each other up at the club and come about their business.
Yeah, these niggas killing each other.
Yeah, man. I think that's it, right? It's a short episode.
Short show today. Okay. Nobody did shit during the week.
Nah, I'm about to go back home and go to sleep.
Yeah, I got to go take flicks. We're going to a park and everything, two different parks, all type shit.
Come on, multiple locations.
I'm going to see Dune fucking 2 today.
Sam. All right.
I rewatched part one again the other day just so I could make sure it was fresh in my goddamn mind.
Okay.
We out at RaySun724 on Twitter and IG. The RaySun Report on YouTube. Fifth Element Hip Hop everywhere. Take us out on YouTube.
You got a new intro for the RaySun Report?
I do. This shit is so dope. I should have told you to play it, but man.
Too late for all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yep.
Okay. Chris _ That's KHRIS on IG. It's _Chris on Twitter and at KLD Nails on IG. See you guys next week.
Follow the show at 420 in Vegas Podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. You can follow me at VegasA_420 at Twitter, VegasA on Facebook, IG, and TikTok.
RIP to everybody we lost in the city this week.
Yeah.
For sure.
Fall 20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas. Fall 20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas. Fall 20 in Vegas. Yeah, just let the plug, finna pin my brother eye. Just got it smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck. And my eyes hella low, cause I stay high as fuck. I've been smoking out the pound, but it still ain't enough. I don't wanna hit y'all weight, cause I think that is bunk. If you ever in my city, better roll that shit up. Only reason that you stress, cause you ain't smoking enough. He said he wanna smoke like me, but it ain't potent enough. I'm finna roll another wood, so you know that it's stuck. Smoking on some cheetah piss, but it smell like a skunk. Hey, I'll be hella dry, it break down like some dust. Fall 20 in Vegas, I'm like, tell me what's the vibes. It don't matter where I'm at, they know I'm probably getting high. Fall 20 in Vegas, where you at, I'm finna slide. I can tell he's smoking pressure, but I look up in his eyes. Fall 20 in Vegas.